Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Thanks for coming over, Kathy. I just didn't know who else to talk to, and I just can't believe it.
Okay, now, Penny, tell me what's happened. What's this all about?
It's Sarah.
Sarah? What about Sarah? What's happened?
She's moved out. She's gone. She's taken all her things and just gone.
God, that's terrible. Did she say anything to you?
No, not a word. I had no idea she was going to move out.
Well, she didn't say anything to me. That's awful. I wonder why she did it.
Oh, I know why she's gone. She left me a note. Here you go. I'll read it to you. Dear Penny, sorry to leave like this, but I had to go. I have gone to London to be with Harry. I just couldn't bear the thought of not seeing him again. He says he's changed and says he loves me. I believe him, and I know we will be happy together. Thank you for having me as your lodger. Take care. Love, Sarah.
Oh, no. Did she tell you about Harry?
Yeah, I know all about that dreadful man. He's a bully and he was horrible to her. She didn't want to know him. And now she thinks he's changed. I bet he hasn't. Why didn't she talk to one of us about how she felt?
I don't know, Penny. You know he's aggressive, don't you?
Yes, Kathy, I do. She told me everything. But he's won. He's got her back somehow.
Well, she said she couldn't bear not to see him again, so I suppose she still loves him.
But she was frightened of him. He's been at our door and she's begged me not to let him in. How can you love someone like that?
Well, people do, I suppose. Oh, I don't know. I thought she was pleased to get rid of him.
So did I. But her reaction to hearing he'd left the island and had gone back to London was a bit strange.
What do you mean by strange?
Well, when she was telling me he'd left the island and gone back to London, she didn't seem that happy. In fact, I told her so. I said, you don't seem very happy. And she said she felt scared.
Scared? Scared of what?
Well, that's the odd bit. She said she was scared that something would go wrong. I don't know what she meant, because I thought she was scared he'd come back.
Maybe she was scared he'd meet someone else.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I didn't think of that.
Well, if she was still in love with him, even though she said she wasn't, and he moves away, well, what would you do?
Oh, Kathy, I think you might be right.
Penny, have you phoned her?
No, I won't phone her. I don't really see the point. What can I say? I think you're stupid. I don't think he's changed. She won't want to hear that, will she?
No, and that's probably why she didn't tell anyone she was leaving, because she knew we'd try and persuade her not to.
She didn't say anything to you about being unhappy here, did she?
No, I promise you, Penny, she didn't say anything to me. I thought she was happy and, like you, wanted Harry out of her life.
Do you know she was having singing lessons?
Yes, I did. I heard her sing once because her car was broken down and I went to pick her up from her lesson. She was good, and I mean really good. I was amazed, to be honest.
Oh, I never heard her sing. But she once said to me, I've got ambition now. For the first time, I'm going to succeed at something. I was so pleased for her.
Well, I don't think Harry will like her singing. Can you imagine him allowing her to perform?
No. But then I can't imagine Harry allowing her to do anything.
Right then, Jess, what shall we do? Shall we have a coffee or go to Adam's?
Oh, Sophie, it's a bit early for Adam's.
Okay. Let's go to the shop crossing. I've heard it's quite good there.
The crossing? I've never heard of it. Where is it?
It's just along the high street, opposite the town hall.
Okay, we can give it a try.
Watch out! Blimey, you nearly walked in front of that bus. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I just wasn't thinking, that's all. Oh, let's get out of here. That crowd over there is getting on my nerves.
Right, well, let's go this way. You okay? You seem a bit down.
Oh, it's been a rubbish week, that's all.
So what's up? Is it home? Is it still bad?
Well, yes, they're hardly speaking now. The atmosphere is terrible.
I thought things were getting better.
So did I, Sophie. And when Dad got the new job, I thought it would make them both happy.
Well, didn't it?
No, it just seems to have made things worse. They hardly speak to one another, and if they do, you can so feel the tension. I just stay in my room all the time.
So they stopped shouting at one another. I suppose that's something.
Suppose, I don't know. I just don't know what to do.
Well, what can you do? I think you're right. To stay out of the way. All right, here we are. This is the crossing. Looks all right, doesn't it?
Yes, it's okay. Let's grab that table over there, the one by the plant.
Okay. So, what are you going to have? A coffee or a hot chocolate?
I'll just have the coffee.
Ooh, well, I'm going to have the hot chocolate. Are you sure you don't want one?
No, I don't fancy that. Oh no, don't look now, but a woman who Dad works with has just walked in.
Oh, which one?
Don't look!
Which one? Do you mean the one in the blue jacket?
Yeah, oh, I hope she doesn't sit near us.
Why? Does she know you?
Yeah, I've spoken to her several times. She knows I'm Mike's daughter.
Oh, great. Oh no, we're okay. She's sat near the bar. So, was he happy to get the assistant manager's job?
Well, I thought so, but now I'm not so sure.
Oh dear. What about, what's it called? Relate. They're supposed to sort out marriage problems. Do you think they could help?
I don't know. I doubt it. I'm not going to say anything anyway. Everything I say is always wrong. Do you know, I wonder if Mum's just having a midlife crisis and taking it out on Dad.
Oh, could be.
Oh, I hate it at home. I just wish things were back to how they used to be. They never used to argue. I just don't understand what's gone wrong. Why can't they just sort things out?
I'm sure they will, Jess. It won't be like this forever.
Well, I hope not. But what if they part? What if Dad moves out? I couldn't bear that to happen. They've just got to make it up. They've just got to.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.